So they're going through tough times. Because Acts 17 was in the beginning. But now when the letter's being written, they're still going through opposition. Because folks, you know, they didn't move their church. I mean, it's still in that region. It's in the seat of Satan. Right? Because there's a synagogue there. So Paul's like, he wins them and he's like, all right, guys, see you later. You know? And he leaves them in the belly of the beast. But this is where they grew up. This is their home. This is what they've known. And so they're there facing that opposition, okay? And I remember when we started this church, people were thinking like, oh, man, you're going to Los Angeles? Oh, that's like the belly of the beast. Oh, man, that's so liberal out there and all these things. And, oh, man, how is a church like this going to survive there? Hey, here we are 4 years later. Amen. Now, obviously, they blew up our building, so we had to move. But if it was up to us, we would have stayed there. Amen. In El Monte. I would have met in the building that Sunday after the bombing if I could have. I would just tell you, Lisa, sweep all the glass and, you know, probably tape that wall a little bit so the air doesn't come in. And then, you know, we'll have preaching. We'll have a service. We'll go soul winning. Look at verse number 2. We're going to look at the remembrance of their labor. He says, we give thanks to God always for you all. Paul's saying this. Making mention of you in our prayers. But let me just remind you that people out there are praying for us. Amen. They're praying for you. They're praying for me. They're praying for our church. Never take for granted the fact that there's people out there who think about you. If you ever think, oh, man, I'm going through a tough time. I'm just, you know, people don't know. Hey, people are out there praying for you. Amen. People out there are thinking about you. They're praying for you. They're praying that your faith fails not, that you endure the affliction. There's people out there that think about our church.